Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Among the most brutal and bloodthirsty members of the violent terror group Daesh, also known as ISIL, are a handful of men who communicate among themselves in English. This group of four, dubbed the Beatles for their heavy British accents, was put in charge of foreign-born hostages held by Daesh. These men are markedly more brutal to the prisoners than other guards, using extreme methods to torture the prisoners. To date, they have also executed by decapitation at least 24 prisoners. A number of these executions were videotaped and posted on the internet by Daesh. Alexander Aman Koti has been identified as one of the members of this group of British terrorists. Born in London, United Kingdom, in December 1983, Koti converted to Islam as a teen. Koti engaged in the group's executions and exceptionally cruel torture methods. Koti has also acted as an ISIL recruiter and is responsible for recruiting several British nationals to join the terrorist organization. The United States periodically identifies certain individuals that are of particular significance to a terrorist organization. In all cases, these are people who have committed or are deemed to pose a significant risk of committing acts of terrorism. Alexander Aman Koti has been identified by the U.S. government as such an individual. As a result, the U.S. Department of State has placed his name on the specially designated nationals list. His assets within U.S. reach have been frozen. No U.S. citizen or company may conduct business with Alexander Koti. This action notifies the international community that Alexander Aman Koti is actively engaged in terrorism. Designations of terrorist individuals and groups expose and isolate organizations and individuals and assist or complement the law enforcement actions of U.S. agencies as well as other governments.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.